Blog Talk Radio.
Cover every listening ear on this broadcast today, whether they're listening now or listening at a later date, Lord. And Father, we ask you also to cover this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. See the blood covering it. For you're tuned in to Time to Talk About It. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. I'm your host, Sister Diane, And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. Amen. So for those of you that have a prayer list, go ahead and get your prayer list. For we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We are to pray one for another. Amen. So go ahead, get your prayer list. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Knowing, O God, that there is no other God but you, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you for you this day, Lord Father, holding prayer lists is before you, Lord Father, touching and agreeing, O God. We ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, you woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind, Lord, Father. Father, being able, Lord, Father, to have the use of our limbs, Lord, Father, doing not just for ourselves, O God, but for others. And, Father, for this we say thank you. Father, as we come holding our prayer lists before you, Lord, Father, some holding, some resting their hands on it, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, and some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, nevertheless, Lord, your will be done. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, about to answer, and answering as we pray, Lord. Father, we fail not, O God, to give you the praise, the honor, and glory, Lord. For, Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. So, Father, look upon those prayer lists, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for every prayer request, and we thank you, O God, for every praise report, Lord, Father. Most of all, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each and every person, Lord, Father, that accept you as their personal Lord and Savior into their lives, Lord, Father, beginning a new life for them, Lord, knowing, O God, that they are more than conquerors, and they are overcomers, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you Hector Amaro, Lord, Father. Father, that's been suffering many strokes, Lord, Father, and going through dementia, Lord. Father, we come against, Lord, Father, this stroke right now, Lord, Father. We cancel all those many strokes right now in the name of Jesus and cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, Father, and all the tentacles that go along with it, O God. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you can do it, and you are just and merciful God, O God. Father, we thank you for touching his mind right now, Lord, Father. Father, we pray also, Lord, Father, for his wife right now that is taking care of him, O God. Give her, Lord, Father, God, the strength, Lord, Father, that she needs, Lord, Father. And help her, O God, not to be weary, Lord, Father, in well-doing, Lord. Father, we hold before you Yolanda, Lord. Father, as we also pray for her strength, Lord, Father, her peace right now, Lord, Father. Father, and her mind continually stay on you, Lord, Father, as she take care of her mom as well right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you all caregivers, Lord, Father. We hold before you all those, Lord, Father, that takes care, Lord, Father, of someone, Lord, whether it be their loved ones, Lord, Father, whether it be their job, Lord, Father. We ask you, O God, to give them the peace, the comfort, Lord, Father, the strength, Lord, Father, and the love most of all, Lord Father, for in all things, Lord Father, we are to do it in love, Lord. So, Father, we ask you this day, Lord Father, to continue to strengthen them and help them, Lord Father, not to be weary, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father, for those that are in the nursing homes right now, Lord Father. Father, in the hospitals right now, oh God. Father, that are being taken care of, Lord. Father, some people just take it as a job, Lord. And, Father, treat people any kind of how, oh God. But we're asking you this day, oh God, for your mercy, Lord Father. Father, and your loving kindness right now, Lord Father. Father, that when they're taking care, Lord Father, of someone, Lord Father. Father, they take care of that person, Lord Father, with love right now in the name of Jesus. Father, no good deeds, Lord Father, is worth it, Lord Father, without love, Lord. For you say to do all things in love. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord Father, to pray for the Stephen and Merchant family, Lord Father, on the loss of their loved one, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you all those that have lost loved ones this day, O God. Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, O God. So, Father, we're thanking you for your comforter right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your peace, your joy, and your laughter. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise. Heavenly Father, we're praying for all those, Lord Father, that has been, about to be, and being right now in the path of Hurricane Nicole right now, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father, for the winds, Lord Father, to calm down. And we speak peace to it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that it may dissipate nothingness right now in the name of Jesus. So, God, hear the cry, Lord Father, of your people this day, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father, that are standing, Lord Father, on their watch right now, praying, Lord Father. Father, not just that it may not come near their dwelling, Lord Father. But, Father, that it may dissipate to nothingness, Lord Father, for you said you give us the power and the authority, O God. So, Father, we ask you this day, O God, to see the blood covering, Lord Father, our homes, Lord Father God, our neighborhoods, our city, Lord Father, our state day, Lord Father. Father, so many down south right now, Lord Father, have already dealt with Hurricane Ian, Lord Father. And, Father, Nicole came along, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord Father, for hearing, Lord Father, the cries of your people, Lord. Father, touch, Lord Father, those children, Lord Father, that they, Lord Father, may not lose sleep, Lord Father, because, Lord Father, of the devastation, Lord Father. Give them restful and peaceful sleep, Lord. Father, those that have lost loved ones this day, oh God, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to continue to watch over them, Lord Father. And, Father, for those that saw your hand move within their lives during that time, Lord Father, let them fail not, Lord Father, to testify to someone, oh God, what you have done for them, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we lift your name on high. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord Father, and he needs you right now to intervene on his behalf, Lord. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, O God, knowing that no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord. Oh, Father, we know that you can show up and show out in his lives right now, Lord Father, that people may wonder, Lord Father, how, Lord. But, Father, we know, Lord Father, there'd be no one but you, Lord. So, Father, we ask you this day, Lord, to intervene on his behalf, Lord Father. Keep the hedge of protection round about him, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deshaun, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord. Father, you know what he said, Lord Father. You know what he wanted, Lord Father. But the enemy is trying to come against him, Lord Father, to detour him, Lord Father. Father God, from walking, Lord Father, the path, Lord Father, in you. But we come right now, serving the enemy notice that he will follow that path right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for seeing the blood, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for seeing the hedge of protection round about him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners this day, oh God. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, you say you will supply all our needs, Lord. Father, some are listening this day, Lord Father, in need, Lord Father, of finances, in need of a job, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for perfect work, for perfect pay right now, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled, O God. Father, we thank you right now for all those, Lord Father, that are trying to make up their mind whether to give their lives to you, Lord Father. We thank you right now as we plead the blood of Jesus over their mind, Lord Father. Father, that they accept you, O God, as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we know that you're merciful and that there is nothing, Lord Father, that we cannot come before you, O God. Father, and ask, Lord Father, for forgiveness, Lord. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify in you, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now that we are not, Lord Father, who man say we are, O God, but who you say we are. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast and cancel every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening, speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father, for unstopping deaf ears, Lord Father, and breaking up that stony heart. We thank you, O God, for the ears to receive, Lord Father, the ears to hear, and the heart to receive this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, if you wake up this morning and you didn't give God his praise and thank him for waking you up this morning, you must be crazy, because it was not the alarm clock that woke you up this morning, but God, and gave you a second chance to get it right today. So give God the praise, give God the glory. And if Hurricane Nicole have already passed where you at, you ought to be thanking God that it did not come near your dwelling. You did not lose power. You was not flooded out. You ought to give God praise. Give him praise for the little things. You're able to breathe on your own. You don't have a machine breathing for you. You have the use of your limbs. You don't have an artificial limb, but the use of your own limbs that you can go ahead and do, not just for yourself, but for others. And remember, when you're doing for others, you do it with love, because the greatest commandment of all is love. Amen. So go ahead and share the number with a friend today. That number, 347-857-3925. And if you have a question, or if you're in need of prayer, or you have a praise report, go ahead and hit that one. If you're listening to us on any other device and you need a call in, again, that number is 347-857-3925. And we here, Time to Talk About It, always like to tell you, we thank you and we appreciate you for continually tuning in to this Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Let me give you the word for today before we bring forth the word. Amen. It says, sometimes you don't even realize you're blocking your own blessing by thinking negatively and holding on to the past. Learn to let go. Sometimes you don't even realize you're blocking your own blessings by thinking negatively and holding on to the past. Learn to let go. Amen. You all know today is throwback, and it's not even throwback because you know what? The word is always on time. The word is always on time. So prepare your heart and prepare your mind as the word come forth today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow and well. Hallelujah. I tell you. I thank God for another opportunity, another day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God for his mighty act. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thanking God for the man and the woman of God, Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and each and every one of them. Because without him, we cannot do anything. Without him, we will not be here today. Because he's the one that gave us an opportunity to even be here or be also be alive. Or he redeemed us. He covered us. He protect us. So I just thank God for the hymn today. Thank God for each and every one of you. And I was just asking, you know, like, what can we really say today? Because we have so many great and awesome messages that have been going forth to each and every one of you. And like the woman of God was saying, you know, you can dial in and ask some questions. You can dial in and say what you have gotten out of the word, what have encouraged you, what has kept you to keep your hands in the hands of what has kept you from not throwing in the towel. Just say, forget it. What kept you? Was it a testimony? Was it someone sharing what they went through? You can dial today and let us know, because you know what? You're hearing the word, you're listening to the word, but this is time to talk about it. You can also say what God has done for you, how God has blessed you, because for some time when you may be in a place that you just don't know what to do, you'll hear the right word at the right time to encourage you to go a step further. And when we turn our Bibles to Psalms 119, starting at the 9th verse says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed hereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought, oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy words have I hid in my heart, I might not sin against thee. Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Why, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word of God will be in your heart. When you keep the word of God, you have to have the word of God. And a lot of times we don't believe that when children go into Sunday school, or you keep playing a song, or the scripture, or you know, the audio book scriptures that you're constantly playing, how much is being absorbed. So when you start absorbing the word of God, when trouble comes your way, and when you are in a place that you may try to think other than that word, the word of God that is hidden in you, the word of God that is embedded in you, the word of God that is inside of you, will come to the forefront. And it was, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word will come up to remind you of what God, thus said the Lord, what God has told you, what God has ordained for your life, the instruction that God has given you. And today we got to remember the instruction. You got to say to yourself, I must remember the instructions from the Lord. It is so important That way God release a word to you that you remember the word. That you remember the word. And why is that important? Because it could be a twofold instruction. One of the instructions could be don't do. And the other's instruction is do. So just like we like to hear the do, we must also remember the don't do. It is important that you keep. It's important if you have to write it down, right, division? Make it plain. Write it down so you can remember what thus said the Lord, that you will not walk in error, that you will not do something he told you not to do. Why? Because you say, oh, man, it slipped my mind. And when I look today in the book of 2 Samuel, when it talks about David on 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 10, and it reads, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. Why did it bother him after he had numbered? Because he was told not to. But you know what? We serve a shrewd little enemy. And he's that little devil, he is shrewd. And when God say don't do something, the thought will come to your mind to disappoint. But he did not remember quickly. Did something he was told not to do. He was told not to number. And he numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly. Think about that. After you did it, you remember. But David did the right thing. He confessed it to God. But not because he confessed and said, God, forgive me. You told me not to, and I did. There were great consequences that happened. But you know what? We know we serve a merciful God today. That's why I say it's so important to remember the do and the don't that God has given you. Each person, you know what God has told you. You know the instruction God has given you. You know what God told you don't do anymore or what may come your way. We all know. But just like David, it slipped him. Oops, it slipped his mind. But even though it slipped his mind, he confessed to God and said, I have sinned greatly. Greatly. I've done a big thing. You say, but he just come. It was greatly. Why? But he did. He disobeyed what God said. And in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. How many of us can find ourselves in that place? Lord, have mercy on me. I have done foolishly. Oh, Lord, my God, their mercy is their grace for me. I remember so many times that God has, when God delivers someone and healed them, he tells them not to anymore. Just like in the scripture, where God told them, go your other way. In other words, don't go back into that sin any longer. And they remember for a time, but then they forget, and they find themselves right back where they were told not to go anymore. What do you do when you find yourself in that place? Take your Bible and read some 2 Samuel 24, verse. Find out what David did. You'll find out that David realized that even though he sinned against God, that God is still able to keep him, that God is still able able to deliver him and bring him out. And verse 11 says, for when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord unto the prophet Gad. Who was that prophet? Go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things. My God, God give you some choices. So which one of these punishments do you want? Which one of these judgments do you want? What will you do? Will you say none, Lord? David didn't say that, but I know we would. We would say, oh, Lord, none of them, none of them. But David knew, offer him three choices. Three choices. Choose one of them, that I may do it unto thee. That I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in the land, or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Oh, that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land. Now, that's a major choice. Those were some big things. That wasn't no minor judgment. Those were some big, big, big choices, consequence. And what did David do? He said, now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sends me. You got to ponder the pro and the con. You got to ponder the massiveness of the decision, the choice that God gives you. He has to ponder. And then what did David do? Verse 14, and David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. I'm in a bad place. I'm in a bad place. Let us fall now into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy are great. And let me not fall into the hands of man. You know what? David says, sounds real bad. This sounds bad. But one thing I know for sure, I've been dealing with my enemy all my life. I've been dealing with my enemy that wants to strip me as weak. I've been dealing with my enemy where they want to take me out. I've been dealing with my enemy where Saul wanted to allow envy and jealousy to come, where he tried to want to kill me. I've been dealing with my enemy, and I know how man is. But you know what? Man will constantly do it over and over. But let me fall into the hands of God. Why? Because there's mercy. Let me now fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hands of man. How many of you saying that this morning?
Amen.
I don't want to fall into the hands of man. Let me fall into the hands of God. Why? Because God has compassion. God will have mercy. But man,
no.
They'll see you down, and they'll come and do lower, 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 lower.
Yes,
some feel a little bit lower. You know that song, higher, higher, lift Jesus higher, lower, lower? They will not have mercy, or compassion will not reign. Why? Because of their heart. Because of the hardening of their heart. And when you look at Psalm 35, it says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. You got to ask God, plead my cause. Plead my cause, your eyesight. It is not hidden, God. It's wide open. You can see it. There's no darkness around you. What people think is darkness is light to you. Nothing is hidden from your eyesight. And what did he do? When he told God what choice he made, he had three choices. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the night of the people, from Dan even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. Now, y'all, those people, something that David did, David did not, even though it affected David. Why? Because he was associated to the people. It did not hit him directly, but it hit. And when the angel spread out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. You see why David said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord? God said, it's enough. He repented. It is enough. That was a great loss. I see the pain. I see the repentance. I see the crying out. Stay now, thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunah, the Jebusite. And David said unto the Lord, when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, lo, I have David. Look and see how many people lost their lives because of what he did. He was filled sorrowful. So why? Because he said, I'm the one that has sinned. I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? These people, what have they done? What have they done? He was still talking to God about three sheep. He ain't done nothing. I'm the one that done it. And because I've done it, I'm the one to be lost. That's a heavy responsibility David had to live with. That's a heavy responsibility. And then he said, let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. God is going to a place of intercession. Lord, 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 let it be against me, father's house. Why? These were what? Sheep. These were what? Sheep. And they pay for what I have done. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord. And God told him the instruction, what he needed to do. He had to offer God. What kind of offering? Was it a trespass offering? A love offering? What kind of offering that he had to offer unto God? Because God himself had to stop the angel and say, it is enough. Can you hear God speaking over your life today and telling the enemy, it is enough. Enough is enough. Touch not. Handle not. Cannot touch. You cannot handle. Enough is enough. And when you look at what's going on in the United States of America, can the people come together and say, we have sinned? Because the pestilence, so many things going on. Can we even recognize, even in our home, when things start going haywire, can we come and say, God, what can we do? we're so caught up in our carnal mind and our doings that we can't see like the angels. It's like when Balaam went forth with God, he was told not to curse the people of God, and he was going to curse the people because he was told to do it. And the donkey right there saw the angel standing. He was blind. But the donkey or the ass was clear of sight, could see danger right there. And Pete was so blind. Why? Because he got caught up in an instruction that was not good. He was sent to do evil. Can you recognize when you're being used to do evil?
Amen.
That you will not walk and do what the enemy tells you to do. But know that God is right there. He sees it all. He knows it all. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden. And we know the word of God. We know everything is an open book before God. Nothing is hidden. But then what fooled us? Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you to do other than what God told you to do. David saw the angel standing up. He saw clearly. Why? Because he was in communication with God. He had to what? Get it right. How many of us remember instruction? To remind you, you get irritated. You get angry. What in you getting angry? Is this the little demon inside of you getting angry? I don't want to hear it. Why? Because you don't want to walk in accountability? Be happy when someone trying to remind you what the Lord has said concerning you. It may spare your life. David had a seer. He couldn't do it on his own. The seer had to bring the answer, the confirmation from the Lord's mouth. So he can get it right. He can know what he needs to do. So today, it's so important to remember. But what did the Lord? He offered what? Verse 25 said, and David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings, peace offerings. So the Lord was intrigued for the land, and the plague was saved from Israel. He said, that's all it took? You know you got to do something. He repented. Still did what? He offered an offering to the Lord. He offered an offering to the Lord because he wanted to what? Stay the hands of God. He did not want it to go any further. How many of us will pay attention to that? Lord, what will it take for me to do? What is it can I do, Lord? Don't you know Jeremiah 32, chapter verse 27, that he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He's the God of what? All flesh. So the ones that said they don't serve God, he's the God of all flesh. He's the God of all flesh. And when we read the book of Numbers, find out, yes, God moves like that. Because of one man, one person could cause things to happen. What do you do? Know how to go into intercession. Know how to cry out for God. Find a wailing woman, y'all. Oh, you know the wailing woman that know how to wail, that don't care if her eyelash is off, that don't care if her mascara is running. She don't care how she looks. But what she cares about is an answer from the Lord. So when you're in a position like that, you don't care what no one says. You need what? An answer from the Lord. I need an answer from the Lord. Like the woman with the issue. She's been in a position a long time. And she needs an answer from the Lord. It didn't matter who looked at her. It didn't matter who else was around. But I need God right now. How many of you in a place right now, you need God to move for you? How many of you right now need God to intervene on a business deal for you? How many of you right now need God to intervene on a sick person's loved one right now? How many of you right now need God to intervene for you on the job? How many of you need God to intervene in your relationship at home? How many of you? How many of you will be bear yourself naked before God? This ain't time to have pride, but this is the time to come naked before God. David was in a position he forgot him not to do. He became what? Naked before God. Why? Because he knows he needs God to move. He needs God's grace and God's mercy. This ain't the time to say, it's not me. This ain't the time to lie. This ain't the time to give excuse. This is the time to say, it's me, oh Lord. Yes, Lord, have mercy on me. Where you don't have time to pass the blame, but you have to stand up and examine yourself and say, Lord, I did forget. Lord, have mercy, but do not allow my enemy to triumph over me. Let them not laugh, aha, aha. Let them not, oh God, that set a snare and trap for me. Let me not fall in those things. You remember the instruction. Can you remember what God has told you? Can you remember? We're not talking about no one else, but we're talking about you. Remember, we talked about Joshua in the battle of Ai, when he caused one person caused them to lose the battle. Even then, God teaches us we have to pay attention to the unclean and the clean. We have to pay attention on walking on illegal ground and legal ground. We have to pay attention when he tells us why separate yourself. You may not think those things will saturate you, but it saturates you. I remember growing up in the ministry where my daughters were young, and God is so grateful and God is so mindful. And why? Protect them from the generational curses. Protect them from the demonic force. Protect them when they were not strong enough to fight. And God gave the instruction not to allow them to go here, not to allow them to go there. Why? Because those strongholds was trying to overtake. what's about to go through our family. We didn't do that. We understood what it meant. We understood spiritual warfare. We understood that it was for their betterment. And we followed the instructions. And yes, you're going to get slack. But you know what? We choose to obey the word of the Lord. We choose to obey the word of the Lord. We see the past, the present, and the future. So when God says something, amnesia. Don't play, I did not understand. You understood clearly. But no way, God says something. Keep it like it's a gold, a diamond ring. You know when someone give you that nice piece of jewelry, lady, and you look to you and it's valuable to you, and it's pretty to you, and it's shiny to you, and you just love it? Think about the word of God just like that. Precious to you. You'll hold on to it. Man, you know what it takes. What's precious to you? You hold on to the word of God. You hold on to the word of God. Because what? It will keep you. It will love you where you need to. That you will not wear. According to Psalms 119, it says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thy word. And it says what? Thy word have I hid. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If I keep the word, I will not sin against thee. But I got to always bring the word to my ears. I got to always speak that word out of my mouth. Let my ears hear it so it can be refreshed. Enemy will not come to deceive you. God wants each and every one of us to be alert and awake. Awake, thou that sleepest. It's time to awaken your spiritual man. It's time to awaken the truth of who you are in Christ Jesus. Take off the old man. Walk in the new man. Allow your mind to be renewed each and every day. Allow God to refresh you, mold you, and make you into what he wants you to be. Know that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. He's right there waiting on you, you, and you. He's right there waiting on you. To have that heart one and one. That heart to heart. That heart to heart conversation. That conversation that no one else can understand but you and God. That conversation in the midnight hour where he understands everything you say. You remember today the word, the instruction. It's so important. I thank God for giving me that opportunity where I remember the one. I look at the ones that is so, I call important, meaning that the ones that will keep you out of the traps of the enemy. Keep that in the front foot of your mind. Keep it right there. If it means saving your life, keep it right. When God says something, he's not saying don't talk to the person no more, but he's just giving you the inside information of who they are, what they are, so you may know how to override, go through, how to handle things. Not for you to walk in hate, but for you to know how to maneuver around. We have to remember God is God. Know that he's able to do all things. Know that grace and mercy belongs to him. And he has always told us, he gave his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So start asking God, dispatching the angels of the Lord to come around you, to encamp around you. And I ask God to open your eyes. Ask Jesus, open my eyes that I may see clearly. Open my eyes that I may see clearly. Quicken me, give me to your ways and to your will. Give me the ears to hear. Give me the heart to hear and understand what you are saying. Let me not miss you. We don't want to miss the Lord, not in this day and age. You don't want to miss. So today, wherever you may be, wherever you are, or later, that's your right now word. That's your word to bring you into a place of consciousness of who you are in Christ Jesus.
Lord.
Let you know that you don't have to walk just like your forefathers. You don't have to even walk like your mother. You can see some stuff popping up in you. You can tweak those things. Ask God to change those things in you. Don't just walk and say, well, they didn't know. God said what? When you accepted him, he changed your DNA to his DNA. So you're no longer who you were, but you were born with a price. So walk in the newness. We want to walk where we are what? Fruitful, not unfruitful. We want to what? Manifest the goodness of Christ in this body, in this place. We don't want to what? Produce what? The manifestation of the flesh. But we want Christ and the light of Christ to shine through each and every one of us. So allow the light of God to come within you. Darkness, let the light of God come in you, which is the word of God, that darkness will be dissipated, that your mind and your thoughts will be renewed each and every day. And know that God loves you. He cares much about you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And know that he's a forgiving God. Some of you may say, I've done it so many things that is so bad. Can God forgive me? God can forgive you. When you get it right with God, then you got to what? Repent, but get it right with God first so you can be free. Know that he comes to set you free. He comes to set your mind free. He comes to set you free today. So don't take it lightly. When God releases a word to you, take it as your diamond. Take it as that treasure. Take it as what it is. I can't look at it as the treasure of God, because his word, be blessed today. If you have any question, you can call. If you have any comment, be free to call in. If you want to add anything to it, be free to do so. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that rainbow word and a rat mound word. And as Pastor Sharon have just said, you yet can give us a call. Amen. We are here. Amen. We'll pray with you. Amen. Ask the question. We're here to answer it to the best of our ability. Praise the Lord. And the number is 347-857-3925. Praise the Lord. Amen. And mesh, push the one on your phone. Amen. And you'll be able to talk with us direct. Praise God. And we all, amen, living in a time, amen. We are living in troubled times, challenging times, or whatever you want to call it. And we're going to have some of it. But what I like about the story, as she was ministering, I was looking here, how when David...
Praise the Lord, you're live on air.
Praise the Lord, Sister Diane. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed that word. I really did. Brought back a lot of memories. But what she's saying is true. You have to be obedient to the word of God. You have to own your mistakes like David did. Even as we were talking in Bible talk the other night, Bible talk the other night, as Hosea, God told Hosea what to do. He didn't argue with God. He didn't contradict God. Excuse me. He didn't contradict God. He just did what God said do. Okay? But we today always need a confirmation, another prophecy, reconfirmation as to what God is saying. But if you know truly, know the word of God, know the voice of God, you don't need no confirmation. Because when God told Hosea what to do, he did it without hesitation. Okay? No confirmation, no nothing. He just did it. And that's what I like about the story. Even with David, David owned his mistakes. He knew he did wrong. He knew what he did was wrong. But yet, when God called him on it, he owned it. He didn't say, well, Lord, you know, he didn't make no excuse. He owned it. So, therefore, we have to own our mistakes. We did the mistakes. Nobody made us do it. We have a choice whether to or not to do the things that we know that is right or wrong. That's called freedom of choice. He gives us free will, okay, to do or not to do. We have that choice. And when you're called upon your wrong, don't pass the buck. Own it. Adam passed the buck. Lord, it was that one. But you knew because I told it to you. I didn't tell it to her. I told it to you, okay? So he didn't own it, but David turned around and owned his mistakes. What he did was wrong. He had the husband killed. Okay, he fornicated with the wife, and he knew what he was looking at wasn't his. But yet, lust of the eye got the best of him. Lust of the flesh made him go after it. The pride of life caused him not to, okay? But yet, he turned around when he was confronted by it. He owned it. Yes, that's me. And he decided, made a conscious choice that I'd rather be chastised by God than to be chastised by men. Because even up to this day, if he was chastised by men, he would still be going through. But because God is a loving and a forgiving God, and as she said, when he was going through, he said the people, it wasn't the people that sinned. It was me.
Come on.
So, Lord, don't chastise the people for what I did. Chastise me, Lord. You chastise me. I don't want to be chastised by man. Lord, let me be chastised by you because I know you are a loving and forgiving God. Okay? Yes,
don't
it's going to hurt
merciful.
For a while. And merciful. Yet it's going to hurt for a while. Yes, it's going to be with me for a minute or two. But, Lord, I did this. Don't take my sins that I did and take it out on the people. Take it out on me because I caused this. I caused this great havoc to come upon the people. So it's not their fault that I did what I did. Lord, it's my fault. They say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me. If we was to take the time and just own our mistakes, own our sins, Lord, yes, I did it. I fornicated with her. Yes, I cussed that person out, but Lord, I'm sorry. Own what you did, okay? Be man enough and woman enough to take responsibility of your mistakes. Okay, God will have mercy on you even the more if you take responsibility of your mistakes as then you pass the buck to somebody else. Well, Lord, it was the people that caused me to sin. He had a lot of women in his palace that he could have chose from, but yet lust of the eye had him choose that woman. Okay? Lust of the flesh had him send his servant over to get that woman. Okay, knowing that that woman was not his, okay, he went and did what he did. And like I said, when he was confronted with it, he was man enough to own it and take the responsibility and be chastised by God. That word, coming from the late Pastor Sharon, is a right now word for then and a right now word for now. Take responsibility. Own your mistakes. Own your sins. Own whatever it is you did wrong. You need to own it. And let God be God. And turn it over to God and say, Lord, whatever you want to do to whatever you want to do to me, I'll accept the responsibility. Because it don't go to my congregation. It goes to me because I did it. I take responsibility. Don't take it out on the people, Lord. Take it out on me. It wasn't them. It was me. And I thank God for that word. Even now, even more so. Excuse me. Because taking ownership of your sins shows how big of a man or woman you are and shows growth in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know, Pastor George, I know that was, you know, to hear the message and hear the voice again of your late wife. And for those of you that don't know, the voice that you was hearing was the late Pastor Sharon Bonds, which is Pastor George Bond's wife. And like she say, the word is, hey, always on time. It's always a right now word. So Pastor George, remember, just continue to stand on God. We love you. We are here for you. Okay. So be Amen. Blessed today. And I greatly appreciate you coming on and hearing this message. I know it was a blast when you signed on and you heard her voice. Amen. But be strong.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're live on air. The Lord, you're live on air.
Amen. Yes, I'm here. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don, Jr., CEO. I've been a listener, and I heard the brother's testimony is very encouraging. I just called in. I haven't called in a while, so I just had to call in this morning. How's everybody doing, and how are you? Hey, man, I'm just I'm making me some breakfast, and I just heard a testimony. It's just dynamic how God moves through everybody. You don't know when or how he's going to move, and it's just like, wow. So I definitely got a lot out of it. I'm enjoying the broadcast.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear your voice again. Yes, we haven't heard Amen. You in a while. Amen. You continue to be blessed, and thank you for, tuning in and listening to the broadcast. Amen.
Amen. I'm definitely here. I'm going to go back and
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, the word is always right now. It doesn't matter who brings the word. And your testimony is always, always a blessing to someone. It's always a blessing to someone because you don't know what someone is going through. And by your testimony, it helps them to come through because they look at you and it's like, hey, God did it for you. He'll do it for me too. You know, we are the church. We are the ones that are walking around with the word within us. So you know what? Never fail to give your testimony. You have been listening to this broadcast where I have been playing the messages back from the late Apostle Porter and the late Pastor Sharon. You have heard the message for the past 2 months coming forth on Thursday. The message is always on time. You may feel that it's not for you. It may not be for you at that time, but trust and believe it is for someone. Someone that needs to hear that word. And maybe you have heard the message before. And here it is, something else. A light came on in the message, you know, add to what you got from it before. Okay? So, like we always tell, you have a question, you know, you have a praise report, you have a prayer request, you want to accept God into your life. You may be listening to us on another device. The calling number is 347-857-3925. And you press the number 1. If you ask a question and I do not have the answer at that time, trust and believe the next broadcast, we will give you that answer. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you. We take you not for granted. Those that have been listening from the time the broadcast has started to our new listeners that are coming on, we thank the other nations that continually listen into this broadcast. Even the islands that are listening in, we thank you. We appreciate you. So if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and go ahead and click on that link and share it with a friend today. If it has touched you in any way, share it with a friend today. But join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have visited our Facebook page and have not liked and followed our page, while you're clicking on that link, go ahead and hit like and follow, and you'll know when we post and when we go live. Amen. So, again, join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. And let me tell you, if you're not afraid of the devil, you're not afraid of your enemy rising up against you, come on and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that you have allowed the enemy to steal from you. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, come on, let's touch and agree. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when we go Facebook Live for our Sunday service. Amen. Again, if you have not liked and follow us, go ahead and hit like and follow. That way when we come live, you have that notification. And for those of you that don't have Facebook, just go ahead and just register this number in your phone, 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. You can also listen to the service on that number and that conference line number. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Talk. And I tell you, it's some awesome topic that's been coming forth. You heard Pastor George spoke earlier on one that we was discussing on Tuesday that passed. Let me tell you, we talk about the real thing that is going on and give you scripture to back it up. So don't think that we're just talking. We have scripture to back it up. So come on and join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If God had laid on your heart today to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, continually keeping it on air, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. and my world.